Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 546.
On that, you know. So Elon spoke to Tesla investor Ron Barron at the Barron Investment Conference on Friday, saying that he sees a path for putting 100 gigawatts per year of solar-powered AI satellites in orbit. Take a listen.
Like we see a path to putting 100 gigawatts per year of solar-powered AI satellite into orbit, and having this be actually the lowest cost way to power and operate AI at a very large scale. For reference, the United States consumes roughly 460 gigawatts on average per year. I guess the average power load in the U.S. is 460 gigawatts.
The whole country.
All electricity of all sources in the U.S., yes.
And you're talking about 100 being added.
Well, roughly a quarter of the U.S. electricity output. And we have a plan mapped out to do that. It gets crazy.
100 gigawatts in space would be about 22% of the U.S.'s energy consumption. And Elon says that he sees a path for deploying 100 gigawatts every year.
We're going to be discussing this today on our Investor Club bonus story. So please join us on Patreon.
By the way, I know that we talk about Patreon a lot and we just assume that you all know what we're talking about.
Yeah, we've had a Patreon for 8 years now. It's a website. Patreon.com/nowyouknow, where people can support us for as little as a buck a month and get all kinds of perks as a way of us thanking you for your support.
So on our Patreon page, 3 times a week, we post exclusive YouTube videos just for our patrons.
And Elon said, it's a hard path to 100 gigawatts a year of AI in space, but we know what to do. So it's not like just some off-the-cuff remark he made. I think he actually is planning to do this.
Wow. Elon also had this to say at the Barron Investment Conference about Optimus.
So imagine a world where everyone has access to the best surgeons, literally everyone. Optimus will have the level of precision that is frankly superhuman and will be able to do medical procedures, very sophisticated medical procedures, any medical procedure, perhaps things that really humans can't even do because they're too difficult. And that will be available to anyone. People often talk about eliminating poverty and providing great medical care, but they never actually have a solution. And money doesn't solve it because there are only so many, there's a very limited number of great doctors and surgeons. They don't grow on trees, but now they will get built in.
So it might have gotten cut off there at the end, but Elon's point about great surgeons and doctors don't grow on trees, but they'll get built in factories. It's an incredible point that very few people can imagine, that we are stepping into a new reality where humanoid robots are about to exist in all of our lives. And that is crazy to think about, that you might have this robot just washing your floors or something, and then one day you come in like, Optimus, I need you! And it just gets up and performs surgery.
Wow.
Thanks to Vantru for sponsoring this episode.
Vantru camera systems are a smart investment for any driver.
Many insurance companies will actually lower your insurance rates if you have a dash cam.
Vantru cameras offer high-quality video evidence, enhanced safety features, and peace of mind.
I love that with Vantru camera protection, you can turn your non-Tesla, EV, or ICE car into having a Sentry cam to keep your car safe even when it's parked.
Vantru has complete 360-degree surveillance day and night.
No blind spots inside or outside the car. Everything is captured simultaneously with clarity.
Vantru N5S has a 4-channel dash cam with Starvis 2 sensors on every lens, giving you complete protection inside and out, day or night.
So even when the car is off, it detects motion or impact and then starts recording automatically.
It's really cool that it has a rear camera in case you're rear-ended.
We like their app as well. It's really well designed with 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi and over-the-air firmware updates. Managing and upgrading your device is seamless.
I also like that you can turn on the interior camera so you can see what's going on in the car in case you want to be an Uber or Lyft driver, or you want to record your teenagers driving to the prom.
Dual interior lenses mean better visibility of passengers, conversations, and luggage zones, optimized for rideshare and multi-passenger vehicles.
With rising road incidents, insurance fraud, and parking lot mishaps, a reliable dashcam like Vantru's can protect you legally and financially.
Don't miss Vantru's Black Friday deals. Get 10% off if you use our code and links below. And thanks again to Vantru for sponsoring this episode. So we've seen Tesla safety reports before, where they compare Teslas driven on autopilot with the average US driver. But now Tesla has just published their first FSD safety report that features FSD miles data.
So this first chart is miles driven before a major collision. That bar in blue is 5.1 million miles driven in FSD before a major collision versus 699,000 miles driven by the average U.S. driver before a major collision.
Yeah, Tesla FSD is more than 7 times safer. Not 7%, not 70%, 7 times safer.
Okay, but how about minor collisions like fender benders?
Well, Tesla has data on that as well. This is miles driven before a minor collision. And as you can see in blue, 1.5 million miles driven on FSD before a minor collision versus 229,000 miles by the average U.S. driver. So FSD is more than 6.5 times safer in this case.
And what's cool is that you can now choose both the type of roads, like highway, non-highway, and all cases, and you can choose between North America and worldwide.
And I like some of these stats showing how many lives could be saved in the U.S. if all cars used FSD. For instance, more than 32,000 lives could be saved in the U.S. every year right now with FSD's level of safety, so not even in future. 30% of fatalities are currently caused by drunk driving, so this would be eliminated by FSD.
And 44% of fatalities are people not wearing a seatbelt,
which I guess would still be eliminated because you can't drive the car without your seatbelt buckled. And 29% of fatalities are caused by speeding, which technically FSD does speed sometimes.
Maybe something bad, maybe something good.
And look at these stats on injuries. More than 1.9 million injuries could be avoided every year in the U.S.
Yeah, 29% of collisions are caused by distracted driving.
I bet that number is actually quite higher.
Yeah, I feel like these numbers are like from 2023. And I also feel like most people don't admit that they're texting while driving.
Hmm.
So Elon posted new Grok Imagine Remix feature.
So you can use Grok's new remix option to take the prompt from any video and apply it to a new image.
Okay.
Tesla started piloting on-peak and off-peak pricing based on live supercharger utilization rather than estimates.
Yeah, Tesla says the average price remains unchanged, but this live feedback loop improves accuracy. Tesla also claims that on average for Tesla customers, our superchargers in Europe and North America are 30% cheaper than other fast charging options.
And Tesla Charging posted live pricing expanded to an additional 550 sites in California, New Jersey, New York, Florida, and Illinois. Currently, the average price remains the same. Peak prices are unchanged and will be paid by fewer sessions.
Max DeZager, Tesla's head of supercharging, posted, "A live feedback loop is better than a static one. Our live pricing pilots have been successful so far, reducing congestion while increasing utilization. We see improved load balancing, especially."
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.
And there are multiple supercharger sites nearby. So basically, what he's talking about is up until now is all an estimate.
Mm.
And now they're trying to use live data to actually set the pricing. And they're changing the pricing constantly to try and free up supercharging and to try and, you know, ease congestion.
And so if there's an area with like 3 superchargers that are all relatively close, you're going to be incentivized to go to the one that's not busy.
Right. All right. It's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw!
The Cybertruck Roundup.
So you want to see a Cybertruck driving through downtown Prague in the Czech Republic on FSD? Well, Cybertruck.eu teamed up with Robot IRL and filmed their drive on FSD version 14.1.7.
There's oncoming utility vehicle here.
We can't fit here. We can't possibly fit in here, right?
That's brushing the
Did we just fit in there?
We just fit in between the curve. Okay.
That's crazy.
You have.
It's very nice.
Now, to be clear, full self-driving has not been programmed for European roads yet, so they were freestyling it. No navigation, just letting FSD drive where it wants.
It's like if you took an American who had never been to Europe before and then dropped them into Prague without a map and told them to drive a Cybertruck around the city. It did incredibly well, and I urge you to watch the video because this is the future. I mean, Europe, this is coming. It really just reminded me of driving our Cybertruck around Beacon Hill in Boston, like, you know, these kind of cow path roads. It's just funny to see how Europeans think that this truck is so big. But I feel like you guys have trucks that drive through your city all the time.
It's true. Yeah, it's not much bigger than a Ford F-150. And I know that that's not saying much because a Ford F-150 is pretty big. It's crazy, though, that they basically did they just sneak a Cybertruck into Europe.
All right, time for some SpaceX news. And actually, this could be called Blue Origin news because Blue Origin, Jeff Bezos's rocket company, finally did it. They had a successful launch on Thursday and successfully re-landed the booster.
And Elon said, congratulations.
I just want to point out, Blue Origin could also be called SpaceX Lite because most of their employees now came from SpaceX.
Well, and it, you know, it only took them 10 years.
Yeah.
SpaceX did it 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That's insane.
All right, drum roll, please.
Grok has picked a winner for our 8th Patreon giveaway of the TeslaBot action figure.
Congratulations to Andres Ritzman. You are going to be getting the TeslaBot.
Let's do it again, shall we?
All right. Let's start our 9th Patreon giveaway right now.
I have a prize.
Okay.
It's a little bit bigger.
Whoa. What's in it? What's in the box?
What's in the box?
You know what? Our patrons will find out first. The giveaway is live right now on Patreon at patreon.com/nowyouknow.
Join us for as little as a buck a month and get all of our Patreon bonus stories 3 times a week.
And you can enter for your chance to win in all of our upcoming Patreon giveaways.
And we've got a lot more stuff to give away.
See you on Patreon bonus stories right now. All right, we're back from a Patreon bonus story. It's time for the shout outs. This is another perk we have for people that give $5 or more a month that keeps the lights on. Who do we got today?
Albert and Yvonne.
Chuck Hoffeller.
Hayden Spall.
Kevin Hawley.
And Xiaofeng Young Baofox. Thank you so much for supporting us. We can't do this show without your help.
All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. Elon said, when Grokopedia is good enough, long way to go, we will change the name to Encyclopedia Galactica. It will be an open source distillation of all knowledge, including audio, images, and video. Join XAI to help build the sci-fi version of the Library of Alexandria.
He said copies will be etched in stone and sent to the moon, Mars, and beyond. This time, it will not be lost.
John Rausch says, you should change it to The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, just saying.
And Elon said, maybe we should.
S.E. Robinson Jr. said, do Asimov proud and keep it named Encyclopedia Galactica.
Elon said, Adams and Asimov are both inspirations of mine. Such awesome humans. I feel like they should have 2 versions. They should have the Encyclopedia Galactica and then
the Hitchhiker's Guide.
Because that one's slightly cheaper.
Yes.
And it has the words, don't panic, written on the front.
Be full of humor. Elon says you can now do audio and video calls with X Chat. I just did one the other day. It was amazing quality.
Elon said X just rolled out an entire new communication stack with encrypted messages, audio and video calls, and file transfer. X money comes out soon. Join us if you want to build cool products. X will be the everything app.
Elon says you can also send files via the new encrypted X Chat. Elon then posted, what are we holding on to, Sam?
That there's some good in this world, Mr. Frodo, and that it's worth fighting for. And I think that this has less to do about Lord of the Rings and more to do about the country of England.
This article, Musk's AI raises $15 billion in latest funding round, is
false, according to Elon Musk.
Jesse Pelton says China is the majority of electricity growth on Earth. 3/4 of new supply is solar. That's the case globally, in China, in the U.S., basically everywhere.
Elon said solar electricity will become by far the biggest source of power for civilization.
Siobhan Zilla says eldest son, as excitedly as I've ever heard him. Hey, did you know my dad invented the car fart?
And Elon said, fire. That is pretty cool.
Holmar's catalog says, I've been waiting for this day for the last 6 years. The San Francisco Superior Court has just granted Tesla's anti-slap motion against my failed Tesla short seller cyberstalker, Aaron Jacob Greenspan. This means that the court found his lawsuit was an illegal attempt to stifle free speech. With this anti-slap motion, the relevant counts will be struck from the record, and my cyberstalker is ordered to pay off all of Tesla's attorney's fees associated with defending against this matter, and Tesla's lawyers aren't cheap.
Elon says, I try not to start fights, but I always finish them. And congratulations. congratulations, Whole Mars Catalog. I hope that your case goes well as well.
Zero Hedge says judge denies Apple OpenAI bid to dismiss Elon Musk's antitrust lawsuit.
Mario Nafal said Apple boosted ChatGPT, hid Grok. Now they're getting sued. A judge just told Apple and OpenAI that they can't wiggle out of Elon's lawsuit that says that they're basically cheating.
And Elon said, welcome to the jungle. Elon said it's mind-blowing how much money is being spent on AI compute so fast, but still many orders of magnitude to go. All right, it's time for some new superchargers. What do we got today?
We have number 169 in South Korea is the 4th stall in Sokcho-si, South Korea.
The 39 stall, version 4, in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Number 83 in Washington is the 8th stall, version 4, in Sammamish, Washington.
Number 95 in Virginia, the 12th stall in Franconia, Virginia.
Number 60 in Arizona is the 16th stall in Gilbert, Arizona.
Number 211 in Florida, the 20th stall in Orlando.
The 6th stall, version 4, in Tully, Queensland, Australia.
Number 92 in Spain, the 16th stall in Sault, Spain.
Number 41 in Michigan is the 12th stall, version 4, in Monroe, Michigan.
Number 61 in Massachusetts, the 16th stall in Medford.
Number 139 in Australia is the 6th stall in Mansfield, Victoria, Australia.
Number 160 in Norway, the 28th stall in Sleppenden, Norway.
Number 2,461 in China is the 3rd stall in Zhejiang, China.
Number 10 in the Czech Republic, so now that Cybertruck in charge there, is the 8th stall in Olomouc, Czech Republic.
Number 236 in France is the 6th stall in Tours, France.
Number 72 in Illinois, the 12th stall in Downers Grove.
Number 104 in Pennsylvania, the 12th stall, version 4, in Shrewsbury, Pennsylvania.
Number 297 in Germany, the 8th stall, version 4, in Magdeburg, Germany.
And number 200 in Texas, number 2,882 in the United States, and number 7,923 in the world is the 24th stall in Houston, Texas. Ooh, we are getting very, very close.
The 200 club, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, so you guys are probably still wondering what's in the box, huh? I wonder if you like zoom in if you could read any of this.
Well, it doesn't matter if you don't go over to Patreon, because you're not winning it if you're not a Patreon supporter. So we'll see you guys over on Patreon. Now you know.